start your day at 12, I believe, Goldberg.
As tonight is Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we'll speak a bit about Kriyas HaMegillah. Listening to Kriyas HaMegillah. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, it says, Misha Tofes Biyado Megillah She'ena Kasheira, someone who has in front of him a Megillah which is not kosher, he's got chumash or whatever it is, Lo Yikra Im Shliach Tibul, he mustn't read with the Balkaya. He should just listen and be quiet. He mustn't read with. Says the Ramah. Nobody should assist the chazan by reading off by heart. The psukim, which the minig is that everyone says loud, the chazan repeats them, reading them out of the kosher megillah, in order that we hear all the words out of a kosher megillah. So this din, that while the chazan is leaning from a kosher megillah, you mustn't join in or read yourself out of a pasul megillah, the makor of that is a Rashba. This is what the Rashba says. The Rashba was asked a shayla. Bekriyas HaMegillah, this is the words of the shoyal, of the one asking the shayla. Im tzorich hashomea lechavein b'chol teva v'teva b'shmiyosai. Is it necessary for people listening to Megillah to be mechaven to every single word? The reason why I'm asking this question, Sheshomati b'shem echad min hachachomim, the shoyal asked, I've heard story one of the chachomim, shoyal tefes megillah achas biyadoi, he has in front of him a megillah. And he's wondering why, because normally what happened was, no one had a megillah in front of them, you just stood up and listening to the chazan, sat down and listened to the chazan. V'toma ani mi lo yotzo mi pi hakore. Is one not yoitzer by just listening to the chazan? Imze emes v'oid midominon yoitzin be'ashuris noshim ve'amihoretz. Also, the shoyal says, I can prove to you from the Gemara that it's not necessary to be properly concentrating on every word, because the Gemara says that a person who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh is still yoitzer, and noshim and amihoretz are yoitzer, even though they don't understand the meaning of all the words. So why is it necessary to have a Megillah in front of you? So Rashba says, Teshuva, ha'emes k'moy sh'omarto. Truth is, like you said, mei oison rayas, from those proofs, sh'omarto, which you've said, min aloyazes o me'ameoretz. A person does not need to listen to every word. And he brings another proof, v'oid amru ha'oiveh, someone who's passing by a shul, and v'shama kol shofar, and he hears the shofar, oy kol megillah, im omad chazoko kivein. If he stays still and listens, we assume he's got proper kavana. Although you need kavana to be yotzer, and you need to listen, but if he's standing there listening, we'll assume that he's done it properly. And then the Rashba says this point, which is the Shulchan Aruch's point. V'oid ani oimer ki kol chacham shetefes megillah achas biyadoi she'ena kasheira. If this story which you mentioned by the chacham, that he was reading out of his own megillah, was a megillah which is not kosher, ena kasheira likrisba, gora tuva, it's far worse, mishnaim shekori oisa, than two people reading the megillah at the same time. Mipanesha noisein daitoi, that means like this. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chof Aleph, it's a Mishnah in Megillah that Koro Echad Koro Shnayim Yotzu. If two people are leaning the Megillah loud at the same time, then still you Yotzu. And Tana, the Gemara says, Mashayin Gim Ba'Tayra, that doesn't apply to Kriyas HaTayra. By Mikra Megillah, there's a special din. If two people are laning at the same time, you can still be Yotzer. And the Gemara Rashi explains why by Kriyas HaTayra you're not Yotzer, because Trei Kola Lo Mishtama, it's very difficult for a person to hear someone if someone else is speaking at the same time. So Trey Kolam Mishami, if there's two voices at the same time, you can't hear either of them properly. However, Megillah is different. Why is Megillah different? The Gemara says, "My timer, kiven de chaviva yoiv da tayu v'shama." Because people have a special chavivas to listen to the Megillah, they're very eager to try and listen properly. It's possible to differentiate between the voices, and if two people are leaning at the same time, you can focus your mind on one of them, and you can be out to Kriyas Megillah. Mashenki by a sefer Torah, you can't. There's a shining Rishonim, whether you're allowed to do lechachilo or b'diavad, but al kaponim, that's the din by Megillah that you're yoitza, if two people are leaning at the same time. So now we understand the Rashba. The Rashba says that although the din is by Megillah, if two people are leaning it at the same time, then you're yoitza, because kiven dechaviva yoiv data, you can concentrate, you can focus your mind. That's all when you're listening to two people. However, if you yourself or actually reading it out of a non-Kosher Megillah, and at the same time you're trying to listen to the Chazan who's leaning out of a Kosher Megillah, then it won't be possible to concentrate on the Chazan. Why? So again, the Lashon of the Rashba, Kol Chochem Shetofes Megillah Achas Biyodei She'ena Kasher Likris Bo, anyone who has in his hand a Megillah which is not Kosher, and he's leaning in it, Gora Tuva, he's far worse. Mishnayim shekoy also. He's far worse than two people who are leaning the Megillah. Mipnei, because shenoisein daito bikri osoi ba'isa Megillah. He's paying more attention to what he's saying himself. It's the nature of a person that if you're saying it yourself, you can't listen to what someone else is saying. So therefore, even though it's chavivalei, and he wants to listen to the chazan, but because he's actually saying it himself, it's impossible to concentrate. Time the Rashi not yet. And that's pshat in Shulchan Aruch, which says if you've got in front of you a Megillah which is not kasha, you mustn't lean at the same time as the Chazan, even if you do it quietly and you're not disturbing anyone, because you can't concentrate on what the Chazan's saying if you're saying the words yourself. Lechaira, one can ask on this din a gevaldik kasha. I had this kasha for many years. It's a Muridik Akasha. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Memvav, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, it says that B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to do Shnai Mikro V'Echot Targum while the Chazan is leaning. As long as you do it quietly and you don't disturb people, it's okay. So L'Chayah it's a Pele. The Gemara says in Megillah, you can't have two people leaning at the same time Kriyas HaTorah. Right, that's what we just quoted before. Megillah is special that you can. But Kriyas HaTorah is more chamor in that respect, because you don't have this milo of chavivalei, and it's impossible for a person to focus properly on one Baal Kriya. So if two people lay in the same time, it's no good. The Rashba said by Megillah that even Megillah, when you can have two people laying at the same time, but if you're doing it yourself out of a non-kosher Megillah, then there's no way you can concentrate. Kal v'chaymer then, by Kriyas HaTorah, if the Chazan's trying to lane, and you're saying yourself out of Apostle Chumash, you're trying to say the lane in Kal v'chaymer, the Targum, how on earth can you say, can be out of Kriyas HaTorah? L'chay is a Kal v'chaymer from the Rashba. The Rashba says, while you're doing it yourself, while you're saying the words yourself, you can't be listening. So how comes the Mechaber says, by Kriyas HaTorah, you can do Shnai Mikra Achot Targum, B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah? And how do I know you're supposed to be listening? Because by Kriyas HaTorah, you can't have two Chazonim leaning at the same time. So if you can't have two Chazonim leaning at the same time, Kal v'chaymer, you can't say the words yourself at the same time as the Baal Kriya, because you're not going to be listening properly. So what's the pshat in this Heta of saying Shnai Mikra Achot Targum, B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah? Right. But by Megillah, you can't even say the same words. You can't even say the same words because you're not listening properly. Kal v'chaymer, you're saying Targum, you're not listening to the words. What's the pshat? The Shnai Mikra Achot Targum, you're allowed to say B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, is both the Mikra and the Targum, whichever. And how can you do it? L'chayre, it means if you're saying something yourself, then it means you're not listening to what the Chazan's doing. Right, so maybe you'll understand the Baal Kriya, but you're not listening to the words of the Baal Kriya. By Mikra Megillah, he says, you're not Yotza. So why by Kriyas HaTorah you are? You can't listen to it. You don't have to. What? Yeah, you can't hear properly. You can't focus your mind on it. So by Megillah, you're not Yotzer. Why by Kriyas HaTorah can you do it? What's the difference? Are you talking about the Targum time of the Gemara? Time of the Gemara. So some people listen to Targum, some people listen to the Kriya. But Akoponim, you can't be reading it yourself out of a
Targum didn't say the same time as the Balkoda.
First and then the Targum. Yeah. Akoponim is a stira between Mikra Megillah, where there you can't lay out of Apostle Chumash, and by Shai Mikra Acha Targum, where you can. Or you can do Shai Mikra at the same time as Kriyas HaTorah. So to say it's a machlokes, that was one thought that crossed my mind, like he's suggesting, is very difficult because the Beis Yosef brings both, the Shulchan Aruch brings both to the halacha, and they don't look like they're competing shittas, and it looks like from both you can do both, so what's the pshat? So we, in order to understand this, we have to go into a little about the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says in Sota, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, as soon as the Sefer Torah has been opened, one may not talk, even in learning, because the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, when it was opened, Omdu kol ha'om doesn't mean they all stood up, it means they all kept quiet. Shenema, and it brings a pasuk to prove that the word omdu means to keep quiet. Shenema v'ichalti l'dabuki omdu le'anu oid. This is the people who say you don't need to stand by Kriyas HaTorah is because of this Gemara. The Gaon says arrive from this Gemara because ein amida ela shtika. You don't need to stand up. You can just keep quiet. Rav Zeyom Rav Chizda mehacha. Another pasuk in Nehemiah v'oznei kol ha'om el sefer HaTorah. Everybody's ears were to the Sefer Torah. Yeah, everyone's ears were to the Sefer Torah. You have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So from there, the Gemara learns out, you're not allowed to talk during Kriyas HaTorah as soon as the Sefer Torah is opened. What does it mean when the Sefer Torah is opened? So Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos on Daf Dalad on Medala for Daf Arif says that it's lav dafka when the Sefer Torah is actually opened. It means when they start leaning. However, the Gaon says that from the Yerushalmi and the Masechta Sofrim is Mavur, it means when it's opened, even before anyone started laning, there's an Issa to talk. Everyone has to keep quiet. That's the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Rishonim all ask as a stira to another Gemara, because the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches Amud Aleph, not so long ago we had it in Daf Yomi, Reb Sheshes Mahada Ape Vagoris. During Kriyas HaTorah, Rav Sheshes turned round and was learning. Omar, he said, Ano b'didon, ve'inu b'didhu. I'm doing mine, they're doing theirs. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Yeah? So the Rishonim ask a kasha, that l'chaira, you see, that Rav Sheshes did learn during Kriyas HaTorah. And the Gemara says in Sota, Ozni kol ha'om, asev HaTorah. So there's many terutz into this kasha. The Torah brings three answers. Number one is Rashi. Rashi asked the Kasha. The Torah says, "Ahadi Isa b'brachas Rav Sheshes Mahada Ape v'Boris." Pirish b'shas Kriyas HaTorah during Kriyas HaTorah Rav Sheshes was learning. Pirish Rashi shoya goyres belachash. Rav Sheshes was learning quietly. V'ahad Amrina on that which the Gemara said in Sota Asa l'sape. You're not allowed to talk. Kind of dafka b'kol rom. That's only if you do it loud, because you're disturbing other people from listening. So Rashi's teretz to answer this kasha is that if you're learning quietly, it's mutter. If you're learning loud, it is awesome. That's the first teretz. Bahag Pirish, the Bahag says a different explanation. That which is also to talk, it's only if you don't have a minion of people listening carefully to the Sefer Torah. So then you have to listen. If as long as you've got a minion listening to the Sefer Torah, then everyone else is allowed to learn. That means quietly, which Rashi was matter for everybody, the Bahak says, no, only if you've got a minion who's listening, then the rest of the people can learn quietly. That's the Bahak's teretz. The Rif Pirish, but the third teretz the Torah brings is the Rif. Dafka Rav Sheshes Shetayrosoi Umnosoi. Really, nobody's allowed to learn or talk during Kriyas HaTorah. And Rav Sheshes had a special heter because he was Tayrosoi Umnosoi. His entire day was just Torah the whole time, nothing else. And therefore, he was allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Aval Eina Shachrin Eloi. Pardon?
What about him being Yotzer?
So he didn't need to be Yotzer Kriyas HaTorah, like the Gemara says, by someone who's Tayrosoi Umnosoi does not need to daven either. And we haven't really got that madriga nowadays, but someone who's Tayrosoi Umnosoi doesn't need to daven, doesn't need to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Because he's learning the whole time anyway, and the whole takana to Kriyas HaTorah is to make sure we learn. So that's the teretz of the Rif, and Tosus in Brachas, Dav Ches Amud Aleph says that's the best pshat, lehalacha, and the Rif also says, Zeh HaTeretz Mechuvah Mikolon. This teretz that Rav Sheshes was exceptional, but ordinary people like you and me have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, mustn't learn during Kriyas HaTorah. The Beis Yosef brings a fourth teretz from Rabbeinu Yoina that Rav Sheshes was blind, and like you're saying, and the Cheshbon is like this, that since Dvarim Shebichsav, it's also to say Baal Peh, and Rav Sheshes was blind, so he could never say Dvarim Shebichsav inside. He was potter from Kriyas HaTorah, because there's no way he could say himself the words inside, and it's a chiddush, and therefore, even though he could hear from somebody else who's saying it inside, he's potter.
Shomer Kohenah.
Because Shomer Kohenah, we won't say on something where you couldn't do it yourself. And since Rav Sheshes himself wouldn't be able to lane, so therefore he wouldn't be mechuyev to listen to laning, so he had a hetzer, as long as he's not disturbing anyone, to learn quietly. Mashen Kain, people who are healthy and can see, then they are mechayev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. That's the fourth teretz the Beis Yosef brings. The Beis Yosef brings from the Shibuli HaLeket, Motzasi Kosov Hashem Rabbeinu Simcha, I found in the name Rabbeinu Simcha, Ho'edna nowadays, Amai Nohug, Likris Ola'ayim B'Svarim, Bo'od Shem Korim. What's the pshat in people looking in Svarim during Kriyas HaTorah? V'yesh Laima, answers Rabbeinu Simcha, the Dafka L'Sape also, it's only also to speak, Kadesh Lo Yinitrodim Sha'a Shemin, because it disturbs other people. Aval Likris Balacha Shape Dome, to read quietly is fine. So obviously Rabbeinu Simcha was going with Rashi Shitta, who held that as long as he's quiet, it's okay. So Frek the Shibuli Alakad, Mi'u Teimu L'Rebbe, Shigam Hu Mitzvah Lishma Di Kriyas HaTorah. What's this hetzi not disturbing others? But what about your chiv to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? Dichsev v'ozne kol ha'am el sefer HaTorah. Everyone's ears has to be to the sefer Torah. Ve'im yikro ba'sefer, if you're just looking in a sefer, lo yuchal ha'avim ma'shikoyin, then you're not paying attention to what's being leaned. Hilchach nira da'asa. Therefore he says it's asa to learn even quietly during Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Shibuli Lekin. So you see a whole big machlokes haposkim here, and Shulchan Aruch Taka seems to take on la'alacha that it's correct not to learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Very interesting, I couldn't find any of the Rishonim suggesting another way to answer this. Why don't you just say Rav Sheshes has already heard laning? He'd been Dahidam Shachas already before, he's heard laning, so now he doesn't need to listen, he can learn. No one says that. And the reason L'chera is because it doesn't make a difference. The reason why you have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah isn't because I've got to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The reason why you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah is because it says, V'ozni kol ha'am sefer Torah, it's an inyan of kovod HaTorah. If Torah is being leaned in the tzibur, everyone has to pay attention. It's an inyan of kovod HaTorah. It's no difference whether you've heard it before or not. And therefore, none of the Rishonim answer Rav Sheshes had already heard Kriyas HaTorah. Because if you come, let's say, here, you've already leaned, you already davened, and you go through another room here in Machziki Hadas, and there's another minion going on leaning, there's no heter to talk then, because even if you're not going to disturb this other minion, but v'ozne kol ha'am el sefer Torah, it's nothing to do with you being yoitza. It's to do with when the sefer Torah is being leaned, everyone has to keep quiet.
You have to listen as well.
Yes. Ozne kol ha'am el sefer Torah. According to these shittas that there's no heter of 10 people listening, etc. Because the point is, Ozni Kol Ha'am is there, one has to pay attention. Then the Beis Yosef says, and this is where Akasha was based on, look how many Rishonim he brings. after bringing this whole machlekes, where you see there's many shitters, he says, "Kosev b'motcha siman yutos, or b'agos ashri pekamad ibrachos b'shem ozeruah, the likros shnei mikra ve'echot targum to lein shnei to say shnei mikra ve'echot targum b'shas kriyas atira shori lekuli elma is mutter according to everyone." V'chein hayanoeg Rabbi Yehuda hachosid. And that's what Rida Chassid did. V'chein kasev smak siman kuf nun gimel. V'chein kasev hakolboy b'shmoy. V'chein kasev hagos maimon. V'kasev shekein alsarim. And then he brings there is a shitta of the ram who was machmid to do it only ben gavra legavra. So you see clearly from the Beis Yosef that he held for some reason to say shnai mikurach or targum shas kriyas atira is not a stira to the issa of learning and talking during kriyas atira. So this makes our kasha very strong, which we asked before, that the Rajba says that while you're saying the words itself, it means you're not listening. So how can it be that you can be yoitzer shnai mikra ve'echot targum b'shas kriyas atira? You're not listening to Torah. It says v'al nikol amal sivat Torah, and she can't see your Torah. It's a machlekes because he says lekulei alma it should be mutter. What's the pshat?
Is it only 10 people listening?
No, says the Magen Avraham. From the fact that b'isas says kulei alma mutter, it's born shulchan aruch afilu leka yud detaisa, says the Magen Avraham. Even if you do not have 10 people listening to sivat Torah, it's fine. As we say, Magen Avraham. And everyone's saying Shnai Mikra, what's going on here? Where's the Hosni Kol Amos Sivat Torah? Where's the 10 people listening? You can't practically listen. That's the kasha. Yeah, that's the kasha, no? So you agree with the kasha. It's a very stark kasha. Yeah, Parsha Zocha, yes, I must mention you quite right. Shein Shulchan Aruch, Parsha Zocha, no one's allowed to lean with, because there is taka like Mikra Megillah, you've got to listen to every word very carefully. Yeah, but you can't learn during... So if you can't learn, and when you read it, you've got to listen, so how can you be doing Shein Mikra? How can you do that? So, L'chari, the Torah says, Azai, there's a difference between the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah and Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, every single individual is M'chuyav to lane the Megillah. But we're Yoytza because of Shemei Ka'ina, when the Chazan lanes for us, and when the Chazan, we have to have Kavana Lotzeis, he has Kavana to Mimoytzi, we have to listen to every single word, not miss out a word, and you're Yoytza from the Chazan. That's the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah. If you don't hear it from the chazan, you've got to learn it yourself at home or whatever. You've got a chiyuv to learn Mikra Megillah. Kriyas HaTorah is a different chiyuv. Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv that someone has to get up in a tzibur and learn the Sefer Torah for the tzibur. And the chiyuv of everybody around is to pay attention. And the lashon of the modcha, which we, the alzura, modcha b'shem alzura, we brought before is, if you're looking in a sefer, you won't be able to understand what's being said. In other words, the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah isn't that it should be as if I'm saying the words, but the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is I should be paying attention to the fact that the Torah has been lain b'tzibul. Everyone has to be part of the maimed of the sefer Torah being lain b'tzibul, and I'm paying attention to it. But it's not a chiyuv to ensure that it's as if I'm saying the words. You've just got to be part of the maimed of listening to the Sefer Torah. The Loshon of the Gaon on So Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Vav, when the Mechaber says you can do Shnai Mikra Echot Targum Mishas Kriyas HaTorah, says the Gaon, a very interesting Makar. Because the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Chav, as follows. The Gemara is talking there about Baal Keri, and the Gemara asks when the Tzibur is saying, is talking about Krishma, that it can't be that he's Yoshev Batal while everyone's saying Krishma. He's got Shelo Yehei Kol Ha'Adam Kol Ha'Olam Oiskim Bo Yivu Yoshev Batal. So the Gemara asks Nigris Bepirka Achrina Amar Rav Adaba Hava Bedava Shehat Tzibur Oiskim Bo. In other words, the Gemara says that to be called being part of the Tzibur, you've got to be Oisek in the same thing that the Tzibur is being Oisek. Says the Gaon, from there you see that you can do Shnai Mikra Achot Targum B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. What's the pshat? The pshat is asoi. Really, Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv as tzibur. Someone has to lane in a tzibur. And avadi can't have two people laning at the same time because it's got to be laned in a way that everybody has the potential here of listening carefully to what the person is laning. However, the chayv isn't to have every single word as if I'm saying the words. The chayv is just to hold with it. So if I am doing shnai mikro v'echo targum of what the chazan is saying, then it is possible to listen to the chazan. You may not be hear every single word properly, but you're holding with the tzibur. You're doing the same thing as the tzibur. That's enough for Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not enough for Mikra Megillah. For Mikra Megillah, you need to be yotze of the words, as if I'm saying the words. So you've got to have that level of attention where there's no interference. I can't be saying the words myself because then I'm not listening properly. But for Kriyas HaTorah, the chiyuv is to be part of the tzibur listening to the Torah so that you should understand what's being said. So you can understand what's being said if you're saying the targum or the mikra of what the chazan is saying. It's true that you might not be able to focus your mind properly on every word of the chazan. It doesn't matter. The Kriyas HaTorah is that the tzibur or having someone laning and everyone's holding with and like learn. It's like a type of a shir type of thing. Everyone's holding with and learning with. That's the chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. And it doesn't matter if he says shami karach targum Kriyas HaTorah. But he can't learn other things because that's a distraction from the limud of the tzibur. It's got to be bedava shehatzibur oiskim boy. If the tzibur don't hear a word, so according to the Rishon, you need 10 people to taisa. I'm not sure. Because the takana was that 10 people have got to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But hearing Kriyas HaTorah just means they've got to be holding with. It's got to be, have the potential of being heard. If you have two people laying at the same time, you're not Yotza. It's got to be in the Tzura that everyone can listen. But the whole Tzibur's Chiyuv is just to be part of it. So if an individual doesn't hear, then you're right. But if let's say, Balkaira didn't say it clearly, or something like that, that's different.
You have to be
Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. But what I'm explaining is how your Yotze Kriyas HaTorah is different than how your Yotze Mikra Megillah. To be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, you just have to be with it. And with Kriyas Megillah, you have to actually be Yotze of the words. That's the difference. Why? No, but the Magen Avraham says that even if you haven't got 10 people listening, you can still. That means if everyone's doing Shnai Mikra, it's also good. No, because doing Shnai Mikra is called listening to Kriyas HaTorah. As long as you're doing Shnai Mikra at the time of the Chazan, so you're listening to the Pasuk, like in your background, while you're saying the words, that's enough for Kriyas HaTorah. But it's not enough for Mikra Megillah. Agab, you see from here that it's difficult for a person to be listening and doing things at the same time. So people who are driving and they're on the phone with Bluetooth or loudspeaker, either they're not driving properly or they're not listening properly. It's very difficult to do two things at the same time. It's not a mufurish arayah from the Rashba, because the Rashba was talking about if you're actually reading at the same time. Here we're doing some sort of activity at the same time. But al kaponim, it's difficult for a mind to be focused on two things at once. Now, many years ago, in the time of the Rishonim and beforehand, the minhag of Klal Yisrael davening was totally different from today. The brachas of Kriyas Shema, Yotze Oir and Ma'ariv Aravim, all these brachas, what used to happen was the chazan said the whole bracha aloud, and the tzibur used to sit quietly and be Yotze Shema Ka'ina and say Amen. No one used to say themselves the brachas of Kriyas Shema. And that all changed in the time of the Rosh. The Torah brings the Rosh, it's a Tshuva, Klal Dalet Simen Yud Tes. And the Rosh discusses when you should be saying things together with the Chazan and when you shouldn't. He says, Chazoros HaShatz, you mustn't say it together with the Chazan. But then he says, O Bebirchas Yotze V'Arvis, in the Brachas of Krishma, Ani Oime Im Ashliach Tzibur B'Nachas, says the Rosh, I say it quietly together with the Chazan. Why? Very interesting reason. It's difficult to focus your mind to listen to the chazan the right way through the bracha. And even if he keeps quiet, in the middle of the bracha, his mind switches off onto some other matter, he has lost the bracha. If someone dreams in the middle of trying to be Yotza, Birchus Yotza Oyer, says the Rosh, you're not Yotza the Bracha. And as they pass in the Torah, therefore says the Torah, we who are not on the Madrega of the earlier Doris, you can't expect, says the Torah, this was a long time ago, you can't expect people to concentrate all the way through. It's better if everybody says themselves Birchus Krishma. And that's taka what everybody does today. We're not Yotza from the Chazan, we do Birchus Krishma ourselves. So what does the Rosh mean with the words Pono Liboy Lidvoyim Achirim? His mind turns to other matters, then you're not Yotza the Bracha. Do you realize this is going to cause us a lot of problems here? What happens in Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is quite long. Imagine someone's listening to the Megillah and he dreams. Suddenly in the middle they bang Haman. Oh, all right, we're up to Haman. Has he been Yotza the Mikra Megillah? Well, it depends how much he's missed. Has it been yet? It's a Mikra Megillah. The Rosh says a Chiddush, and this Rosh is brought down the Gabbah a number of places in Shulchan Aruch. We haven't got time to be Ma'arich. But the question regarding Mikra Megillah is, if someone dreams in the middle of Megillah, so he's sort of listened to the words, but he's not really with it. He's not aware of the fact that he's listened to the words, and suddenly he wakes up, where are we up to? Has he been Yotza Mikra Megillah? So it's quite clear from the Rosh, you're not Yotza. Pono libo yidvayim achirim, hifzid berchasa, he's talking about berchasa yitzar, l'chay you're not Yotza. But the problem is, the Rashba, which he brought at the beginning, brought the Gemara. And I'm going to say what the Gemara actually says. The Gemara that's going on, the Mishnah haloyetz shoshoma ashuris yotza, a foreigner who hears the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, is Yotza, even though he hasn't got a clue what's being said. Freddy Gemara v'hala yoda maika omra, but how can you be yotze? You don't know what's being said. Gemara says no problem. Mida to have a noshim v'ameoritz. Just like noshim v'ameoritz, don't know what's being said. Yotze, you also yotze. Maskif lo ravina otach shadronim b'nei aramachim yodinam. There's the words in the Megillah shadronim b'nei aramachim, which is some type of animal with six legs, which was used to run to pass the messages on. We don't know exactly what it means, and even so we yotze. So you don't have to know what the words mean. The problem is, let me ask a question. This foreigner who hasn't got a clue about Lashon HaKodesh, and he's sitting there, b'shas kriyas haMegillah, and he's listening to Megillah, what do you think is going through his mind? He's not thinking of anything else? Well, he can't be thinking of the words. He doesn't understand what the words are. So it must be, it doesn't matter if you're thinking of other things, b'shas mikra Megillah. And that's what the Rashba meant at the beginning. You don't have to have a Megillah in front of you because you're Yotza, because with stomach you have kavana. So what does how does this fit with the Rosh? And we pass in like the Rashba and the Rosh. So it's not a machlekes. So how does this fit with the Rosh? The Rosh says, if pono libo lidvoyim achirim, then you're not Yotza. And the Rashba says, you see from the Gemara, even if you don't really know what's going on, you are Yotza. So you have to say that the Teretz says it depends on what level of concentration we're talking about. The minimum level of concentration is to be aware of the words being said. To be aware of the words being said. And even if you don't understand exactly what they mean, and you might be also thinking of something else at the same time, then you are Yotza. However, if you're totally oblivious to the words being said, you're dreaming in the daydreaming in the middle, right, I'm here, then you're not Yotza. And pono libo dvorim achirim means if your mind focuses completely on something else, then you're not going to be Yotza. So this presents a big problem in our generation because we are dreamers. It's very difficult for people to listen for a long time. How do you listen through Kriyas HaMegillah? It could be in the time of the Poskim, because it was Chaviv Aleh, everyone was paying just so much attention, they weren't worried about this problem. But today it's a major problem. So Rabbi Yashiv says a suggestion that if you don't have a Kosher Megillah in front of you, you should follow it with your finger. Because if you follow through the words with your finger, you must be listening. And even if you're also dreaming a bit, but the fact that your finger's still on the right place shows that you must be listening to the words. And that's a Eitzah. The other Eitzah is to lean out of a Kosher Megillah together with the Chazan quietly. But if you don't know how to lean, or you don't have a Kosher Megillah, and it's a risk, because if you dream in the middle and you don't know what's being said at all, then you're not Yotze. If you hear the words, you don't understand them, even if you're thinking of other things, then you are Yotze. But if you're completely oblivious to the words being said, then you're not going to be Yotze.
In practice, one shouldn't learn to do it. In practice, one shouldn't learn to do it.